Okay, let's continue with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. Previously, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, we spoke about the idea of Bein HaPrakim, that under certain circumstances, under many circumstances, you have the ability to respond and even to initiate conversation with someone when you are Bein HaPrakim, which we translated as between the paragraphs. What exactly does that mean? That's our Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, comes to explain to us and define for us what Bein HaPrakim really means. Says the Mishnah, Elu hein Bein HaPrakim. These are considered to be Bein HaPrakim. Number one is Bein Bracha Rishona Lishnia, between the first Bracha before Kriya Shema and the second Bracha before Kriya Shema. Bein Shnia Lishema, between the second Bracha before Kriya Shema and Shema itself. Ubein Shema Livahaya Im Shema, and between the first paragraph of Shema, which we call Shema, and Vahaya Im Shema, and the second paragraph of Shema. Bein Vahaya Im Shema Livayomer, between the second paragraph of Shema and Vayomer, and then Bein Vayomer LeEmes V'Yatzev, and then between Vayomer, the third paragraph of Shema, and Emes V'Yatzev, which is the Bracha that follows Shema in the morning. So those are the Bein HaPrakim, and those are the places where, according to many opinions, you have the ability to stop and to interrupt when you need to speak to someone. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bein Vayomer LeEmes V'Yatzev Lo Yafsik. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that between Vayomer, that between the last paragraph of Shema and Emes V'Yatzev, which is that bracha that follows Shema, Lo Yafsik, there you cannot interrupt. You have to go straight, Hashem Elokeichem, which finishes Shema, and then say Emes V'Yatzev Nachon. You have to go immediately from the third paragraph of Shema into the bracha that follows without any interruptions whatsoever. Many point and explain that the reason for this, for this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, is the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which is of Hashem Elokim Emes, that Hashem is true, Hashem is definitional to what truth is, Hashem is Emes. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, that the stamp of Hashem is Emes, that Hashem represents truth, and therefore, based on this pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Hashem Elokim Emes, we cannot interrupt, says Rabbi Yehuda, between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, you cannot interrupt between the third paragraph of the Shema and the bracha that follows. Continues the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, now what Rabbi Shua ben Karcha is about to do is explain why the three paragraphs of Kriya Shema are in the order that they are in. Says Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Lama Kadma Shema Levahaya Im Shemoa. Why do we first say the paragraph of Shema before V'hayayim Shemoa, the second paragraph? Why is the first paragraph before the second paragraph? Says Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Ela Kedeshi Yekab Ela Lav O Malchus Shemayim Techila, so you can first accept upon yourself the kingship of Hashem, which is what we're doing. When we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we are accepting upon ourselves Ol Malchus Shemayim, the yoke, the burden, the responsibility of the fact that we declare Hashem as our King, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Li Olam, but Hashem's our King, and we are His, and we're on our goals in lives. In our lives is to serve Hashem. So that's number one. Before you get anywhere, you need to declare Hashem as King, and that's Shema. V'achar kach, and once we do that, Yikab Elolav Ol Mitzvos. And once you accept upon yourself the responsibility of Hashem as your King, then you can accept your the responsibility of doing the mitzvos, which is what V'hayayim Shema is all about. Shema comes first, because that's about accepting upon Hashem as our King. And then V'hayayim Shema comes second, because that accepts the responsibility upon ourselves for performing the mitzvahs. Now, it's very interesting, and I'll just mention this very briefly. This alludes to a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding whether believing in Hashem is a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, he counts believing in Hashem as a mitzvah. According to the Ramban, he does not. Why would that be? Why would believing in Hashem not be a mitzvah? Tanochi Hashem Elokecha, why would that not be a mitzvah? So many of the Mefarshim point out the reason is because, but a prerequisite before you can even get to the mitzvos, before you can start counting the 613 mitzvos, you believe in Hashem. Of course you believe in Hashem. That's not going to be a mitzvah, because before you even get to the mitzvos, that's inherent, that's part and parcel of what it means to be a Jew. So according to some opinions, believing in Hashem isn't even a mitzvah, because being mekabel of O Malchus Shemaim, accepting upon yourself Hashem as the king, isn't a mitzvah per se, because that is a prerequisite. That comes before the mitzvahs themselves. That's similar here. Before we get to the mitzvahs, before we get to V'hayim Shemoa, we need to accept upon ourselves the Malchus, the kingship of Hashem in Shema. Continues the Mishnah, V'hayim Shemoa Levayomer. Why does the Hayim Shemoa, the second paragraph, come before Vayomer, the third paragraph, says the Mishnah, Sheva Hayim Shemoa Noheg Bayom Uvalaila, Vayomer Einum Noheg Ela Bayom. Because the paragraph of the Hayim Shemoa, which discusses the mitzvos, and specifically, Vilimadetem Osam Espenechem, teaching Torah to your children, or learning Torah, living Torah, that's all the Hayim Shemoa. That's Noheg, that applies both during the day, Bayom Uvalaila, and that applies at night as well. Vahaya applies during the day, and Vahayim Shema applies at night. But Vayomer Einu Noheg Ela Bayom. But the paragraph of Vayomer, which discusses the mitzvah of tzitzis, and tzitzis is a mitzvah that only applies during the day. So Vahayim Shema comes before Vayomer because it talks about mitzvos and really learning Torah, which applies during the day and at night. Ve'yigisa Boyomim V'layla, as the pasuk says in Sefer Yehoshua. And whereas Vayomer, which we say during the day and the night, right, as we learned in the end of the first paragraph, certainly Vayomer, the third paragraph, is said during the day and the night, but the mitzvah of tzitzis contained within Vayomer is only applicable during the day. That's Mishnah Beis. Now we're up to Mishnah Gimel. Now we're going to discuss some of the laws of saying Kriya Shema itself. HaKoriya Shema, V'lo Hishmiya La'ozno. If you read Shema, but you're not able to hear it, you can't hear the words in your ears, Yatza. Says the Tanakhama, you're a Yotze. You could say the words, even if you don't hear it, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yatza. You are not Yotze in the Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, points out the Bartanura. So we hold that you have to be able to at least hear the words that you are saying when you are saying Kriya Shema. Continues the Mishnah. Kara v'lo dikdik b'osi yoseha. If you read the words of Shema, but you're not careful in the letters of Shema, what does that mean? So the Bartanura points out it means, it's referring specifically to a lot of the types of words in Shema to make sure that you pronounce them properly, but specifically the words that end with the same letter that the next word starts with. For example, al livavecha. Al is a lam, ends with a lamed, and livavecha starts with a lamed. So it's very easy to read it al livavecha, but that's not the word. It's al livavecha. Words such as that, and there are a bunch of examples throughout Kriya Shema, says Rabbi Yossi, you are yotze, even if you're not medaktik b'osi yoseha, even if you're not careful to pronounce the words properly, says Rabbi Yossi, you are still yotze, you still fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yotze. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you don't pronounce the words properly, if you say alev avecha, then you are not, then you do not fulfill the mitzvah properly of Kriya Shema. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so you are technically yotze if you say alev avecha. Another example given is in the third paragraph, some people are careful to say tizkeru, which otherwise might sound like tiskeru. Again, just to be careful in the words that we're declaring Hashem as king, or connection to Hashem, is a tremendously important thing, so we should try to pronounce it properly. We do paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so technically, if you're not so careful, you're still yotze, but certainly, lechatchila, ideally, we should try to be careful to pronounce the words properly. Finishes off the Mishnah. Hakore limafreya lo yatza. Says the Mishnah, this is the point that everyone agrees to, if you read the words of Kriya Shema out of order, then you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We should just know this specifically is referring to if we just randomly were in Vayomer and we just read the words out of order, we skip around, then we're not yotze. But if you were to read the parshios out of order, if you were to read V'hayim Shemoa before Shema, or Vayomer before Shema, or before V'hayim Shemoa, we read the parshios in completion, but out of order, technically it's not what you should do, but technically you would be yotze. But this Mishnah is teaching us, HaKorei L'mafreya, if read the words themselves within the parasha out of order, then you have not fulfilled your mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And finishes off the Mishnah, Kara Vita'a. If you're reading Kriya Shema and you realize, oh my gosh, you made a mistake, you did something wrong, you skipped something, then Yachzor L'makom Sheta, you should return, you should go back to the point where you made the mistake, and you should continue on from there. Have a great day.